We, of course, have been studying from 1 Thessalonians the past several Sunday mornings. I found this quote about the church in Thessalonica, and I thought I would start the lesson by reading this quote. N.T. Wright wrote this about the church in Thessalonica. He said, "The Thessalonian church was a new community of faith and love, where people from different social, cultural, and racial backgrounds treated each other with love appropriate within a family." What a great description of this church. And remember, these people are very, very new. They've been a part of the church, a part of the body of Christ, less than a year. And this man certainly describes this group of Christians. But Paul doesn't want these new Christians to remain babes in Christ. He wanted them to grow and mature with every single passing day. I want us to keep that in mind as we look at our text this morning, at our lesson, that not only did Paul want them, he wants us to do the same thing. He wants us to grow and mature with every single passing day. Every day. But Paul knew from his own personal experience that growth would come with diligence and perseverance. He wrote to the church at Philippi about his own growth and his own perseverance. He wrote in Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14, about his own growth. Listen to what he says, kind of as an introduction to what he tells the Thessalonian Christians. Philippians chapter 3, beginning verse 12, Paul writes, "Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching toward those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Notice he says, "I press on." I press. That means that it's going to take diligence and perseverance. If we want to grow every single day, it's going to take diligence. It's going to take perseverance. Paul knew from his own life what it was going to take. So in our text today, Paul sets out five areas that these new Christians needed to grow in. And a lot of that was based on his own experience. So I want us to look at these five areas that he mentions in our text as areas in which not only they needed to grow, but we need to grow and mature in. Our text this morning is chapter 3 of 1 Thessalonians, verses 9 through 13. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 3, verses 9 through 13. And we'll read the whole thing before we go back and look at these five areas. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 3, beginning with verse 9. Paul tells them, "For what thanks can we render to God for you for all the joy with which we rejoice for your sake before our God, night and day praying exceedingly that we may see your face and perfect what's lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way to you, and may the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another and to all just as we do to you, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints." Now, in those verses, he reveals five different areas of growth. And they're all essential. You really can't just pick out one and say, well, if you grow in this area, that's all you need. All five are necessary, just like our physical bodies. We don't want to just grow in one area because it'll be out of balance. So he says, there's five areas I know you need to grow in because I need to grow in them as well. Number one is, you need to grow in joy. You need to grow in joy. See, he says, "For what thanks can we render to God for you for all the joy with which we rejoice for your sake before our God. Paul knew personally how important it was. So he stresses the importance of being thankful. Paul's was an ever thankful heart. He had gone through difficult times, but those difficult times had not hardened his heart. He was still thankful and he was still grateful. And their joy was his joy. How would you define joy? I found one definition this week I thought was really good. And this definition of joy was a deep down sense of well-being. Isn't that a great definition of joy? A deep down sense of well-being. Paul wants them to grow in this joy. Deep down sense of well-being. And he was so thankful to God for them. Paul knew, though, that a growing Christian is one that's filled with gratitude. I don't think a Christian can grow and mature unless that person is being thankful and is filled with gratitude. In two other letters that Paul wrote, he says much the same thing. Turn back to Colossians chapter 2 and notice what he tells the Christians there. In Colossians chapter 2, beginning in verse 6. Colossians 2, verses 6 and 7. Paul writes to that church and says this, "As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him." He tells the Christians there in Colossians chapter 2, beginning in verse 6. Colossians 2, verses 6 and 7. Paul writes to that church and says this, "As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving." They weren't just to be thankful, they were to abound in thankfulness, overflow with thankfulness. And then when he wrote to the church at Philippi in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, he told those Christians, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." A growing Christian has to be filled with gratitude. They have to be filled with joy. They need to be thankful. So Paul tells them, if you really want to experience the growth that God wants you to experience, make sure that you grow in this deep down sense of well-being. He says it's essential. The next area of growth they needed to abound in, to grow in, was prayer. Verse 10 of our text says, "Night and day praying exceedingly that we may see your face." Night and day praying exceedingly. Paul's teaching here by example. Paul's prayer life was a life that was constant. It was regular. In other words, it wasn't a haphazard prayer life. It wasn't just when he remembered he would pray for them.